This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner. I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Food and Wine. And now I'll begin with Food and Wine, December 2024, January 2025, copyright, Meredith Operations Corporation. Any occasion salmon. Stock up on smoked salmon for an easy, elegant brunch or speedy dinner. Smoked salmon Lyonnaise salad, total 40 minutes, serves four. Inspired by the traditional French salad, this version of Salade Lyonnaise pays homage to the classic, with crispy bacon, buttery croutons, and soft-cooked eggs. The addition of sweet and salty cold-smoked salmon transforms the dish into a brunch centerpiece. Jammy eggs and croutons ingredients. Large eggs, unsalted butter, garlic clove, baguette. Salad ingredients. Thick-cut bacon, shallot, red wine vinegar, Dijon mustard, olive oil, kosher salt and black pepper, mixed greens such as baby arugula, baby kale, escarole, and radicchio, and cold smoked salmon. Once again, for the jammy eggs and croutons, 4 large eggs, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1 garlic clove, smashed, 12 baguette slices, about 1/4 inch thick, sliced on an angle. And for the salad, 4 ounces thick-cut bacon, about 3 slices, cut into 1-inch pieces. 1 shallot, finely chopped, about 3 tablespoons. 3.5 tablespoons red wine vinegar. 1/2 teaspoon Dijon mustard. 5 tablespoons olive oil. Kosher salt and black pepper to taste. 8 cups mixed greens, such as baby arugula, baby kale, escarole, and radicchio, and 4 ounces cold smoked salmon, preferably thick cut, torn into bite-sized pieces. As a note, thick cut smoked salmon gives the salad a more substantial feel, but standard thin-sliced cold smoked salmon will also be delicious. Thick cut smoked salmon is available at Whole Foods and other specialty grocery stores. Step 1. Make the jammy eggs and croutons. Preheat oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Bring a small saucepan of water to a boil over medium high. Meanwhile, fill a medium bowl with ice and water and set aside. Gently lower eggs into boiling water. Boil 7 minutes. Transfer eggs to bowl of ice and water. Cool 10 minutes. Peel and halve eggs. Set aside. Step 2. Melt butter in a medium skillet over medium-low. Add garlic. Cook. Swirling skillet often until sizzling and fragrant, about 1 minute. Transfer garlic butter to a small bowl. Wipe skillet clean and set aside. Step 3. Arrange bread slices on a small baking sheet. Brush top side of each bread slice evenly with garlic butter. Bake in preheated oven until lightly golden, 6 to 8 minutes. Let croutons cool on baking sheet until ready to use. Step 4. Make the salad. Cook bacon in skillet over medium-low, stirring occasionally until rendered and crisp, about 10 minutes. Transfer bacon to a plate using a slotted spoon. Reserve 1 tablespoon drippings in skillet. Discard remaining drippings or reserve for another use. Step 5. Add shallot to bacon drippings in skillet. And cook over medium-low, stirring often until softened, about 2 minutes. Whisk in vinegar, incorporating any residual bacon bits from bottom of skillet. Whisk in mustard until well combined. Whisk in olive oil. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Remove from heat. Step 6. Arrange mixed greens on a serving platter. Top with salmon, egg halves, croutons, and bacon. Season eggs to taste with salt and pepper. Drizzle salad with warm dressing and serve immediately. Cheryl Slocum. Make ahead. Croutons can be made up to one day in advance and stored in an airtight container at room temperature. Know your salmon. Cold smoked salmon. Salt cured and gently smoked at a low temperature of 85 degrees Fahrenheit or below. Cold salmon has a velvety, sliceable texture. It can be made with any type of salmon and any part of the fillet. Lox. Traditionally made by curing the belly of salmon with salt or a salt brine that includes vinegar, lox is cured but never smoked. It has a salty flavor, and the fatty fish salmon belly, rich salmon belly, gives a buttery texture. Gravlax. Similar to lox in that it's cured but not smoked, gravlax is seasoned with sugar as well as herbs and spices, such as dill and juniper berries. Gravlax is a traditional Scandinavian preparation. Novalox. Traditionally made from salmon caught in the waters off of Nova Scotia, Novalox is salt cured, then cold smoked. It is less salty than lox and has a silky texture with subtle smoky notes. Hot smoked salmon. Smoked at a temperature of around 150 degrees Fahrenheit, hot smoked salmon has a pronounced smoky flavor and is fully cooked, giving it a firm and flaky texture. It is often made out of king salmon or sockeye salmon. Bagel and lox sandwiches with beet cream cheese. Total 25 minutes, serves 4. The beloved breakfast staple, bagels, lox, and cream cheese, gets taken for a spin in these show-stopping sandwiches. Finely chopped pickled or cooked beets are folded into horseradish spiked cream cheese, imparting a brilliant fuchsia color and subtle earthy sweetness to balance the salty lox. The beet cream cheese can be made in advance, and any leftovers can be thinned with a splash of heavy cream and served as a dip with bagel chips. Ingredients for beet cream cheese: cream cheese, sour cream, carrot, prepared horseradish, scallion, fresh dill, garlic salt, pickled or refrigerated cooked beets. Once again, for the beet cream cheese, 4 ounces cream cheese softened, 3 tablespoons sour cream, 2 tablespoons peeled and finely chopped carrot, 2 tablespoons drained, jarred, prepared horseradish, 1 tablespoon chopped scallion, light green part only, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh dill, 1 quarter teaspoon garlic salt, 3 tablespoons finely chopped pickled beets, or refrigerated cooked beets, such as love beets. For the sandwiches, your ingredients are sesame seed or plain bagels, lox, tomato, red onion, capers, microgreens, extra virgin olive oil, kosher salt, and black pepper. Once again, 4 sesame seed or plain bagels split and lightly toasted, 8 ounces thinly sliced lox, tomato slices, red onion slices, capers, microgreens, extra virgin olive oil for drizzling, and that's optional, kosher salt, and black pepper. And a note, for a smokier sandwich, use cold smoked salmon instead of lox. Step 1. Make the beet cream cheese. Stir together cream cheese, sour cream, carrot, horseradish, scallion, dill, and garlic salt in a medium bowl until well combined and smooth. Fold in beets, cover, and chill until ready to use. Step 2, make the sandwiches. Spread beet cream cheese evenly on cut slices of each bagel half. Evenly divide lox among bottom bagel halves. Top with tomato slices, red onion slices, capers, and microgreens. Drizzle with olive oil, if using, and sprinkle with salt and pepper to taste. Sandwich with top bagel halves, cut sandwiches in half if desired, and serve. Cheryl Slocum. Make ahead. Beet cream cheese can be stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. Mix it up. Cream cheese is endlessly customizable. Start with a base of 4 ounces softened cream cheese and 3 tablespoons sour cream, then stir in the below mix-ins to pair with your next bagel sandwich. With a slight adjustment, you can also transform any of them into a dip to serve with chips or crackers. Everything pickle. Stir in dill pickle, relish, chopped dill, and a few dashes of everything seasoning for a zesty cream cheese. To make it a dip, thin the mixture with heavy cream. Caviar onion. Substitute creme fraiche for sour cream and mix in finely chopped red onion, lemon zest, and caviar for a bright and briny cream cheese. For a dipping consistency, use a 2-to-1 ratio of creme fraiche to cream cheese. If you prefer, American paddlefish roe is less pricey as an alternative to caviar. Hot and spicy. Stir in chili crisp, cilantro, and a splash of soy sauce for a umami-rich cream cheese with a kick. To make it a dip, thin mixture with sour cream. Potato rosti with smoked salmon. Active, 35 minutes. Total, 1 hour 15 minutes. Serve 6. With a crispy crust and a tender, creamy interior, this Gravlax and creme fraiche topped rosti will be the star of brunch. Russet potatoes are first boiled, softening the natural starches to prepare for crisping, then pan-fried and baked to golden perfection. If you're tight on time, we've included a shortcut method in the note. Ingredients: russet potatoes, kosher salt, melted unsalted butter, canola oil, creme fraiche, Gravlax or cold smoked salmon, red onion, capers, dill fronds, chives, lemon zest. Once again, 2 pounds russet potatoes, about 3 medium, scrubbed, 1 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, divided, 1/4 cup melted unsalted butter, about 2 ounces, divided, 2 tablespoons canola oil, divided, 1/3 cup creme fraiche, 2 ounces thinly sliced Gravlax or cold smoked salmon, 2 tablespoons thinly sliced red onion, 2 tablespoons drained jarred capers, 2 tablespoons fresh dill fronds, 1 tablespoon sliced fresh chives, and 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest. Step 1. Bring a large pot of water to a boil over high. Add potatoes, return to a boil. Cook until a fork can pierce through about 1/2 inch of the potato with some resistance, about 15 minutes. Transfer potatoes to a cutting board and let cool for 20 minutes. Step 2. Peel potatoes, discard peels. Grate potatoes on the largest holes of a box grater. Place grated potato in a large bowl, add 1 teaspoon salt, and toss to combine. Step 3. Preheat oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Heat 1 tablespoon butter and 1 tablespoon oil in a 9-inch nonstick skillet over medium. Spread grated potato in an even layer in skillet and press firmly using a spatula to compact. Cook until bottom is browned and crisp, about 9 minutes. Turning skillet occasionally and drizzling 2 tablespoons melted butter around edges of potato round halfway through the cooking time. Step 4. Slide potato round onto a large plate. Place a second large plate on top and invert potato round. Heat remaining 1 tablespoon butter and remaining 1 tablespoon oil in skillet over medium. Slide potato round back into skillet and cook, turning skillet occasionally until bottom is browned, about 9 minutes. Step 5. Place a wire rack on a baking sheet. Slide potato round onto wire rack. Bake in preheated oven until very crisp, about 8 minutes. Sprinkle with remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt. Transfer rosti to a serving platter or cutting board. Top with creme fraiche, leaving 1-inch border. Top evenly with salmon, red onion, capers, dill, chives, and lemon zest. Marianne Williams. Note, for a quicker, though slightly less crispy, rösti, omit steps 1 and 2. Peel potatoes, discard peels, grate potato on the largest holes of a box grater, place grated potato in a large colander, let stand 10 minutes. Working in batches, wrap potato in a clean kitchen towel and squeeze to remove excess liquid. Stir together potato and 1 teaspoon salt and proceed with step 3 as directed. And now I'll be reading Food and Wine, copyright 2024 Meredith Operations Corporation, December 2024, January 2025. This is Level Up. Chef-inspired upgrades are the key to these comforting dishes. Kola braised short ribs. Active 1 hour 15 minutes, total 4 hours, serves 6. Nothing is cozier than a Dutch oven filled with fall-off-the-bone tender short ribs. This version, which has a surprising addition of kola in the braising liquid, is based on a dish made by Chef Sidney Ademu in the television show The Bear. Ingredients: 4 pounds bone-in English-cut beef short ribs, about 10 ribs. Kosher salt, black pepper, olive oil, yellow onion, carrots, celery, garlic cloves, unsalted tomato paste, dry red wine, kola soft drink, unsalted beef stock, thyme sprigs, fresh bay leaves, unsalted butter, sherry vinegar. Once again, 4 pounds bone-in English-cut beef short ribs, about 10 ribs. 2 teaspoons, kosher salt, plus more to taste. 1 teaspoon black pepper. 3 tablespoons olive oil. 1 yellow onion, chopped, about 2 cups. 4 carrots peeled and cut into 1/2-inch pieces, about 1.5 cups. 4 celery stalks cut crosswise into 1/2-inch pieces, about 1 1/2 cups. 6 garlic cloves, finely chopped, about 2 tablespoons. 2 tablespoons unsalted tomato paste. 2 cups, or 16 ounces, red dry wine. 2 cups cola soft drink, such as Coca-Cola. 2 cups unsalted beef stock. 8 thyme sprigs. 5 fresh bay leaves, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 teaspoons sherry vinegar. Step 1. Preheat oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Sprinkle short ribs evenly with salt and pepper. Heat oil in a large Dutch oven over medium high. Working in batches, cook short ribs until browned on all sides, about 4 minutes per side. Transfer short ribs to a large plate, reserving drippings in Dutch oven. Step 2. Add onion, carrots, and celery to Dutch oven. Cook over medium, stirring occasionally, until vegetables begin to soften, about 5 minutes. Add garlic and tomato paste. Cook, stirring constantly until fragrant and tomato paste evenly coats vegetables, 1 to 2 minutes. Add red wine. Bring to a boil over medium high. Boil, stirring occasionally for 2 minutes. Add kola and beef stock and bring to a boil. Reduce heat to medium-low and nestle short ribs into Dutch oven. Add thyme sprigs and bay leaves. Cover. Transfer to preheated oven and bake for 2 hours. Step 3. Uncover Dutch oven and continue baking at 325 degrees Fahrenheit undisturbed until sauce starts to thicken and short ribs are very tender when pierced with a fork, about 45 minutes. Remove from oven, skim fat from surface, and discard. Step 4. Transfer short ribs to a large bowl. Return Dutch oven to heat over medium and bring to a boil. Cook, stirring occasionally, until sauce is thick enough to coat with the back of a spoon, about 15 minutes. Remove from heat, stir in butter and sherry vinegar. Season with additional salt to taste. Return short ribs to Dutch oven and turn to coat in sauce. Serve short ribs and sauce over risotto. Marianne Williams. Make ahead. Short ribs can be prepared through step 3 up to 1 day in advance and stored covered in the refrigerator. Scrape off solidified fat from surface. Discard. Rewarm in a 325 degree Fahrenheit oven until hot and proceed with step 4 as directed. Outrageous brownies. These fudgy, walnut-studded brownies were a longtime favorite at the Barefoot Contessa store. Ina Garten recalls making 1,600 of them in a single weekend, then watching them disappear in minutes. Active, 15 minutes, total 45 minutes, plus 3-hour cooling, makes 20 large brownies. Ingredients: unsalted butter, semi-sweet chocolate chips, unsweetened chocolate, extra-large eggs, instant coffee granules, vanilla extract, sugar, all-purpose flour, baking powder, kosher salt, chopped walnuts. Once again, 1 pound unsalted butter, 1 pound plus 12 ounces semi-sweet chocolate chips, 6 ounces unsweetened chocolate, 6 extra-large eggs, 3 tablespoons instant coffee granules, 2 tablespoons pure vanilla extract, 2 1/4 cups sugar, 1 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, and 3 cups chopped walnuts. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Butter and flour a 12 by 18 by 1 inch baking sheet. Melt together the butter, 1 pound of chocolate chips, and the unsweetened chocolate in a medium bowl over simmering water. Allow to cool slightly. In a large bowl, stir, do not beat together the eggs, coffee granules, vanilla, and sugar. Stir the warm chocolate mixture into the egg mixture and allow to cool to room temperature. Step 2. In a medium bowl, sift together 1 cup of flour, the baking powder, and salt. Add to the cooled chocolate mixture. Toss the walnuts and 12 ounces of chocolate chips in a medium bowl with 1/4 cup of flour. Then add them to the chocolate batter. Pour into the baking sheet. Step 3. Bake for 20 minutes, then wrap the baking sheet against the oven shelf to force the air to escape from between the pan and the brownie dough. Bake for about 15 minutes until a toothpick comes out clean. Do not overbake. Allow to cool thoroughly, refrigerate, and cut into 20 large squares. Ina Garten. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.